And so to commemorate and to make real that act of Pentecost, I want you to turn to the back of your hymnal. And there you'll find a prayer that comes from our hymnal. What's that? What did I say? Oh, gosh, Lee, I'm sorry. Don't be looking in the back of your hymnal. Why would you look at the hymnal? Bulletin, the paper thing. Thank you. The choir is so sensitive, aren't they? Pastor, you serious fool, what are you saying? Okay, on the back of your bulletin, and we have done our best to, with your help, to translate the prayer at the bottom, which is in English, into Akan and into Tongan. But let me offer you this. If there's another language that you're familiar with or that you're comfortable with, please pray this prayer in that language. Two things are true. Whatever language we pray, God knows what's going on. But on Pentecost, it was important that the people understood the descriptions of God's mighty acts of power. And therefore, the 12 apostles were given the ability to speak in languages they didn't even know. Because the Holy Spirit would not be contained. So let us now pray this prayer in whatever language suits your feeling. Let us pray. God of grace, you sent the promised gift of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the women, upon Mary, the mother of Jesus, and upon his brothers. Fill your church with power. Kindle flaming hearts within us, and cause us to proclaim your mighty works in every tongue, that all may call on you and be saved through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.